spent most of their childhood in survival mode instead of growing emotionally and experiencing healthy guidance and healthy growth within the safety net of their parents. I use the term normal loosely because I do believe that the majority of the population does have negative personality traits, mental disability, physical disabilities, anxiety, or depression. As you will see, I am quite skeptical of people who claim to be normal, as those are the ones who often lack the inborn intuition to realize that they have traits of narcissism, antisocial disorder, schizoid, avoidant personality, bipolar disorder, OCPD, or some even so far as having psychopathy. Many of the professionals who claim to know everything about their patients, but have serious relationship difficulties at home due to their needs for perfection and their critical nature, are suffering from OCPD. Many of our church-going population who are religious fanatics trying to raise the perfect child actually may also be suffering from a form of OCPD as well. Do not confuse OCPD with OCD. One is pervasive and learned negative personality disorder, while the other is an anxiety-based disorder. But I digress. Healthy mammals know how to appropriately discipline and set goals for their offspring and to encourage them out on their own at the appropriate times. A mother bear or tiger corrects her babies when they veer off the trail or when they are getting too rambunctious. She doesn't keep them in the den longer than the time it takes for them to learn to care for themselves. She gives them independence while ensuring their safety from predators. She teaches them life skills, appropriate play, and communication. She is a safety net when they are hurt, but she does not suffocate them and suppress their own individuality. This behavior should carry over to human relationships, but our logic and reasoning seem to develop abnormal tendencies, and our behaviors start veering to the negative side of the personality spectrums instead of healthy behaviors. This is true with the narcissist and his partner, the borderline. At the core, the two are injured in a similar way, lacking autonomy and emotional maturity, and attract each other because of this. But they experience their worlds differently. The narcissist externalizes everything, being overly demanding on others in regards to feeding his self-esteem. The borderline internalizes everything, shaming and hating herself on some level, and then asking others to coddle her and remove some of the pain that she and her parents inflicted upon her throughout her life. My book, Good Mother, Bad Mother, compares and contrasts the roles of normal mothers versus the role of a dysfunctional borderline mother. A borderline codependent or narcissistic mother can do very serious damage to her offspring emotionally with her inconsistent parenting, her overly harsh punishment for seemingly innocuous or harmless behavior, and her drastically shifting emotions. There are good and competent borderline mothers who are able to give their children healthy boundaries and engage them in meaningful activities to help them grow without interfering in their individuality and autonomy. Now back to discussing how borderlines can communicate better with their narcissistic partners. This duo can either be explosive and abusive, or it can be fruitful for both partners. Since the narcissist does not see that any problem lies in him, the entire burden of ensuring the relationship stays healthy and forward-moving is in the hands of the borderline female. This duo can be narcissistic female with a borderline male as well, but this combination is not seen as often due to societal norms and the way boys and girls are treated by society. Number 1. Narcissists often stay with partners who are providing things that satisfy their needs on some level. This is often true for non-narcissistic relationships as well. Always keep this in the back of your mind. A happy narcissist means a healthy relationship. Give him admiration, adoration, and affection to encourage him in the relationship. Show him often that you are happy with him and tell him that he is wanted, needed, and desired in ways that he enjoys. Number 2. If you want to sway the narcissist to your point of view or to do something for you, the best way is to let him take credit for the idea or for you to justify how the outcome will benefit him somehow. If you want him to buy something,